Welcome to another year of Rocket Football. Crittenden County will take on Fulton City to open this season. The 2014 campaign begins Friday night, 7 p.m. All games this year are at 7 p.m. The Rockets will play a very dangerous Fulton City team, a team that they handled very well last year. While Coach Starnes missed that game, if many of you remember, he was in the hospital after his diagnosis with cancer. And now he's back and will be on the sidelines for this one. We're glad he's back and healthy, he and his wife Angela both. And the Rockets are really excited about a new year. Have with me today Coach Starnes and then defensive coordinator Jeremy Wheeler. I want to tell you that today's podcast is sponsored by the Animal Practice, Dr. Stephanie Call out on US 60 West. Most of you know it is where the old drive-in was at. So that's the Animal Practice in Marion, Kentucky. And I know, Coach Wheeler, you've taken your dog Tank out there.
Yes, I did. They gave him a haircut and did a great job.
Yeah. At least he wasn't sick. And at least Coach Starnes is not sick now. Coach Starnes, I know this has got to be a much more exciting start of the season than last year. You had a lot of other things on your mind last year.
Yeah, you know, it's exciting. I'm glad Tank, myself, my wife not sick, and we're healthy and ready to go for the 2014 season. You know, it's hard to believe it's been a year since the diagnosis, and now we're back and we're ready to get going. We're excited about it. You know, and just say that, you know, 2014, you know, hopefully it's going to be a great year for us, and we're expecting big things this year.
Of course, last year finished 3-7, just a 9-game schedule a year ago. We've solved that this year. Well, let me back up just a minute. 3-7 included the playoff game, so there were 9 regular season games. We were 3-6 during the regular season. And this year, you've remedied that by double-dipping against Fulton City. So this will be the first of 2 meetings with Fulton City. We'll play them the first game of the year, and I believe it's the last game of the year, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the first and the last. You know, we tried this last year. Brad Rozelle was the coach last year, and they had 8 games, and we had 9 games. And, you know, we feel like my philosophy is the biggest thing to get better is to play. And so I contacted them, and Coach Rozelle didn't want to have anything to do with it. So then when Coach Thomas got the job this year, we contacted him and asked him if he'd be interested, and he jumped all over it. So, you know, he's in the same situation. You need your kids' experience and playing time. So that's what we did, and it'll be a great contest the week before playoffs.
Of course, Fulton City won 1 game last year. That was Jackson Preparatory School, I think. So, in fact, I'm pretty sure I remember this right from the statistics that Andy Hunt has provided for this week, that they've won 3 games of the last 3 years, and all of them against this team from Tennessee, the Jackson Preparatory School. The Rockets, you handled them very well last year. I think the final score was 36-7. I know you weren't there. But Coach Wheeler was, I believe, the man in charge last year. That was it was a game that was pretty close at halftime, but then we took care of them second half, running the football.
Yes, it was 7-0 at half, and then we came out second half and limited our turnovers and ended up winning, I believe, 35-6. They scored late, and then we stopped their 2-point conversion. But, you know, it was a different game last year, and it's going to be a whole lot different this year. I'm glad with the dangerous team that we're getting ready to play that we have the head ball coach back on the sideline for this game.
Coach Starnes, I know this Fulton team has not had a lot of success in the recent past. We are, however, 20-20 against them all time. Most of those victories they had came way back in the 50s and the 60s. Over the last 12 or 13 years, Crittenden County has literally dominated the series with Fulton winning 1 game. I think Crittenden has won 13 or 14 the last 15. So it's been a lopsided series over the past decade and a half while you've been here. And this game, I know, as Jeremy said, is one that you've mentioned to me. It kind of scares you because I got some athletes.
Well, you know, there's 2 reasons. You know, I think Coach Thomas has a great rapport with the kids, and I think that they'll respond to him. And I think that that he stated that he has a lot of seniors and a lot of freshmen. Now, you're talking about a lot with a team of 19 players. I think they have 5 seniors. So, you know, that's a lot for – we have five seniors, and we have 42, 43 kids out. So that's a lot for those guys. And those seniors play hard. They play a lot, and a team like this always scares you because they're hungry. They have nothing to lose. They're not expected to win except inside their program, and so that's what scares us. And we got to make sure that our kids understand – and we've been doing that this week, that they're a very high-potent team that I think, you know, you give them one space, you miss a tackle, and they can go to distance because we don't have anybody to catch some of those players. And I think they're led by their quarterback, who is the coach's son, Michael Thomas, and he's a big 6'4", 215-pound senior that throws the ball real well. Can throw it 60 yards with people on his feet and grabbing his legs, and then when he takes off and runs, then he kind of punishes people and just runs through them. So, you know, it's very simple. We're just going to make sure that we get the job done, and we have to play a lot better than what we played in the scrimmage, and with a lot more intensity and aggression than we did in our first outing. So, you know, we've challenged the kids this week, and hopefully it paid off.
Let's talk a little bit about your starting lineup, kind of look at what the Rockets will appear to be this week at quarterback, Nick Kastiller. Nick is his first year to start. He was actually the number three quarterback last year and backed up Dickerson after Gilbert was injured about halfway through the year, but didn't take too many snaps. And then at running back, you've got Lane Wallace. He's the leading returning rusher on the team. Your fullback is Dylan Hollis. And then at the receiver spots, at the Z is Noah Dickerson. Over at the X is Cosby and Birdwell. And your tight end is Ethan Hunt right now, with Adam Beavers, I think, pushing him a little bit too. So.
Yeah, and you know, I just want to say first and foremost that Castiller's at quarterback because Kastiller can play quarterback, and also Noah Dickerson, not that he messed up at quarterback, but he provides us with a threat at receiver. And so that's what we were looking at. The two were basically about equal as far as being able to throw the ball and run the football. So it was just obvious that we had to move Noah to receiver in order to give us a threat at that receiver, not to the other guys. And I think we have, you know, if they get confidence, and I think that's the biggest thing. I think Alex Cosby, I think Seth Birdwell, I think Jesse Belt, I think those kids could provide us a threat at receiver as well. But I think the thing that's holding them back is just confidence that they can catch the football. And they're working hard at it. They worked hard at it. I think they've improved a great deal. And so I think those guys right there, whenever we spread the field, I think we have a core of athletes out there that can catch the football. You know, I've been very impressed with Ethan Hunt and his work ethic, and he's moved to the top of the Y, so showing that he has to be on the field in order to make things happen. And you know, I also think that Dylan Hollis, he lines up at the H out there, that we can throw the ball to him as well. But we have to have players this week, especially with the heat, and that's what's concerning me right now. We have to have players like Nicholas Greenwell, Jesse Bell, Dylan Hicks, Jake Ellington, Mason Myers. Those guys are going to have to step up and play and be able to spell some of these guys in order for us to give rest because of the heat. And so, you know, if they don't do that, then we're in trouble. If we're playing with 16, 17 guys, then we're in the same situation that they are. They have 19 on the roster. So we have to be able to play 20-something guys and be able to spell and give rest to some of our guys where we can.
Of course, I know you've got two or three players who are already banged up a little bit. And this injuries, of course, anytime you have a roster in Class A that's fairly thin, injuries can certainly change a season in a heartbeat. Already, Lane Wallace, who is our leading returning rusher, 4.6 yards per carry last year, 761 yards. He turned his ankle over at the Trigg County scrimmage, and I know every day I've seen him this week out at practice, his foot's been in a barrel of ice. So I hope he's back this week.
Yeah, and he's worked hard to get back. You know, he's rehabbed it. We've held him out of practice in order to get it back, but you never know with an injury like that how he's going to respond. But more importantly, you know, Mason Myers didn't scrimmage because he was his injury, and he's been held out of practice, and he's been rehabbed, and you know, he's just been turned loose this week, supposed to be 100%. So, you know, those guys are going to have to carry the load because we plan on running the football, and in order to do that, we have to put them in there and run them. So we're going to have to make sure that that we see how Lane Wallace's foot's going to hold up, his ankle, and just play him on one side of the ball right off the bat and see what it's going to be and how he's going to do. And, you know, if he can't go, then the other guys are just going to have to step up. And that's the way it has to be. They're going to battle the heat, and we're going to battle the heat. So we just have to be smart in our substitution and be systematic in the way that we give people rest.
Another guy who was quite impressive last year, Dylan Hollis, just a junior this season, but I know he's certainly a quality football player and can be a difference maker when he's on the field. And he's had some chronic injuries. I think he's been in the lineup, but I know they're a concern.
Yeah, I mean he's battling some I don't know if it's a groin muscle or something in his hip or something like that. So he's been battling that since we started, and you know, so we just have to see.
But it's not the back that he had.
It's not the back like it's been. It's another injury, and it's a day to day thing. And if you don't rest it, you know, you can't give. You can't expect it to get well. So you know, we're in a situation where. You know, we have to play these guys. We have to do it. And if they can't go, then somebody else is going to step up and go.
Up front, we have a couple of new faces. Well, one of them is a familiar face, Shelby Robinson. He's doing the snapping this year, playing center. Shelby was out all last year with an injury, and it's good to see him back on the field. We've got Travis Fitzgerald that's returning, Travis McKinney that's returning, and Austin McKinney that's returning. But then you've got Tyler Coleman, who transferred over here from Caldwell County, and he's really playing a big role on the football team, Coach Darn.
Yeah, you know, I think we have a solid offensive line, and Aaron Berry's done a great job coaching those guys. And, you know, we're expecting those guys to be the solid foundation of this football team.
Most of them are juniors too, aren't they?
Most of them are juniors. Well, they're all juniors except for Shelby, and he's a sophomore.
Yeah.
So they're all going to be returning. You know, but Tyler Coleman came to us from Caldwell, started school last semester, the spring semester of last year, and expressed an interest in playing football. And you know, we're just, as a coaching staff, very impressed with his work ethic and his mentality that he has on the football field. He's a super kid on and off the field, and you know, he's just opened our eyes to the fact of how hard and you know, I was telling him that when we our first in August 1st was our first day of contact, you know, that that he ranks up there with the top of the class of offensive line who come off the football hard, and his coach was is also up there in the top of coming off hard and fast. And so, you know, he's got to impress his coach, who is also one of the top players, and he's trying to do that every day, and we're putting him in a position that he can have success this week, and hopefully because of his quickness, because of his toughness, that he can create some havoc.
Of course, I know you spent a lot of time in the preseason working on offense because of the timing issues and such. It just takes more to get an offense ready than it does a defense. But Coach Wheeler, I know you've your defense has more depth probably than the offense. We had talked a few days ago, and you felt like you had 18, maybe 19, even 20 players that you feel comfortable with on the football field. So, why don't you run down your personnel? Let's take a look at them. Right off the bat here, let's start with the secondary and then work toward the line.
Okay, yeah, with the secondary, we have Dickerson at free safety, and Hicks can spell him. And then at strong safety, we have Castiller, and then Nick Greenwell has been a pleasant surprise this year of doing a great job there. And Hicks can also play corner. And then also at the other corners, we have Cosby and Belt and Birdwell and Hicks. And a lot of those guys are very interchangeable. Cosby actually did a pretty good job this week of going back to free safety and making some things happen. But, you know, as Coach Starn said previously, you know, when you have some people get hurt, you know, you talk about offensively, but because of our size of our team, then you lose them on defense and special teams also. And so, you know, hopefully we won't run into that problem. At linebacker, where I know in the press you talked about we're a little light end, we have Myers and Hollis, Wallace and Coleman, and, you know, at our backers. But also, I think we tried Jesse Belt out there a little bit. Nick Greenwell stepped down to that spot and did a pretty good job. And then our defensive linemen, we have, you know, Fitzy, Beavers, Coleman, T-Mac, A-Mac, Wright, and Robinson. And then also Jake Ellington, he really stepped up in the scrimmage the other day and did a great job of finding the football. And that's all we're looking for this week is for them to play the Rocket football that we know that they can play and come down the hill and make things happen.
What about up front? It's basically the same personnel as we have on offense.
It's pretty much the same personnel. We'll move some people around. Like I said, Tyler Coleman's so versatile. He can go on the line, put his hand down, or he can be a linebacker. And, you know, we're just looking for him, especially, you know, to have a great night tomorrow night. But I think the other guys feel that they want to be the defense player of the game also. So I think when it's all said and done, you know, when you look at the box score tomorrow night to see who has the most tackling points, if it's one of our, you know, four or five defensive linemen that have the most tackling points, we're going to have a good night.
Yeah.
You know, and also, you know, offensively too, we got to rely on kids to be able to come in and play some, like Bryce McKinney, who is also from Caldwell, and who is a lineman that came into us playing a Y and a fullback. And so we're going to have to, because of injuries, possibly play him, and he's a junior. And so we have to rely on kids like that to be able to come in and spell some players. And he is no relation to Travis McKinney, who is no relation to Austin McKinney. So it's something else. But, you know, again, with the heat and the way that we're going to have to do it, we're going to have to expect those kids coming to play.
Wouldn't you expect it, the four or five coolest weeks of the summer leads up to the first football game and the heat index is going to be 103 or whatever?
Yeah, or higher than that. Yeah.
I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Which concerns us because, I mean, you know, you got to get acclimated to it, and I don't think that we have. It's been cool, and so we
have you been practicing in long sleeves or thermal underwear or anything?
I've been practicing long sleeves because I've been cold.
On special teams this year, we will have a new look as well. Our kicker, who had done so well over the past 3 or 4 years, Michael Holloman has graduated. Of course, I think we didn't get him in the game nearly enough last year, I think. Hopefully this year we'll get to see our new kicker, Dylan Hicks, who was an understudy to Micah last season. And Dylan had never played football before. And how is he doing kicking the ball, Coach?
You know, it's hard to say. He's kicking the ball decently. I can honestly say that we're not spending as much time kicking a ball with him because he has decided, and rightfully so, and we're glad that he has, to try out for other positions as well. So he's a receiver, defensive back, and kicker as well. So we're just not spending as much time as we need on a kicking game to be able to see him kick. Saying that, he is kicking every day, you know, I think that he's still trying to learn where the sweet spot is on the ball and getting his legs stronger. And when he does that, I think that that he'll be able to hit it. He hits it solid when we squib it and hits it a little short whenever we kick it deep. And we tried to kick it deep one time at Trigg County, and it didn't work out for us. So, you know, we're looking to probably keep the ball on the ground as much as we can.
Safe to say we're probably not going to have a chance at any 35, 40-yard field goals this year, at least at this point.
As of right now, no, until we get out there and see how he's going to do it.
I know that was in Micah's range.
It was in Micah's range, and Micah could have hit it even farther than that. You know, that's another area that we've got young players on, and we've got some backups on and a lot of our special teams in order to give some rest. So, you know, that's going to be a very important part of the game, make sure that there's not a not a void there by putting in younger players. But we've challenged them, and we just have to get the job done.
Of course, Noah Dickerson is back as your punter. A lot of rugby-style punting we do as well. I assume we'll be back in doing that again this year. Long snappers, Travis Fitzgerald. Holder is Nick Castiller, a position that's terribly overlooked and very important. And then your return guys will be Hollis, Nick Castiller, and Mason Myers.
Yeah, and you know, we expect them to be aggressive. They can change the game with just one miss, and you know, we just have to make sure that we do that. We have to understand that it's an attitude, and that's what we're looking for, more importantly than anything else. It's just playing with the right attitude, and we've established that aggressiveness at Crittenden County, and it's prideful for the fact that you know, people leave after they play us and say that they've been in a battle, and that's what we're looking for, because that means the kids played hard. And if you play hard, then you're apt to win some ball games, and that's what we're trying to do, is get these kids to understand, you know, that winning comes second, and we want to win every game, don't get me wrong, but you got to take care of the little things in order for that W to come. So that's what we're focused on right now, is trying to take care of little things.
Any closing thoughts, Coach Wheeler?
No, not really. Like I said, we're just looking forward to everybody coming out and watching the first game. And I think that everybody's going to be – that showed up for the scrimmage against Trigg, they're going to be really surprised and happy to see the football team that we usually field here is going to play like we expect them to play every down. And I'm glad we kind of got that out of the way, the scrimmage, and looking forward to the game. And like I said, I'm super excited about our defense. I can't say enough great things about them, and looking forward to the game.
Of course, something we did fail to mention, Coach Starnes, is Coach Sean Thompson has returned to Crittenden County. Sean was a quarterback for the Rockets back 10 or 12 years ago, and a very good quarterback. Went on, played some football at Campbellsville, and I know you're proud to have him come over. He has been over at Union County with Steve Carter for the last 4 or 5 years, and now we've got him on our staff.
Yeah, and you know, I wasn't going to let you close without saying anything about Sean. He brings a lot of experience, and the fact that he played college football, playing it myself, I understand that you get experience and you get terminologies and you understand the drills and stuff like that, both sides of the ball when you do it. Because you have to study it, and so I think that's what he brings to us. You know, I think more importantly, and he started over here coaching and then went to Union County because they provided him a job, and we were very fortunate this year to have a position that he was interested in, and we got him over here. But I think most important for me, and I think important for this program, and I don't know if people see this or not, But it's rewarding to me and satisfying to me to look out there at the coaching staff and watch them every day, because they're pushing me aside, they're putting me in the middle of the field, saying that I have head coaching duties and administrative duties and getting out of the coaching part of it, and I'm watching them. And you know, you have Jeremy Wheeler, who's the defensive coordinator, and he played here. You have Aaron Berry, who is the offensive defensive line coach, and he played here. We have Jared Brown, who is doing middle school, but he also helps with the high school. He coaches the running backs and defensive linemen, sometimes linebackers. He played here. And we have Jacob Courtney, who's coming out and helping us now, and he played here. He's working with the tight ends, defensive ends. We have Brian Berry that comes out and helps us, and he played here. And we have also Austin Berry, who comes out and he helps us. He played here. And then, of course, we have Donnie Phillips, who is a middle school head coach that helps us on Friday nights. And he played here. And so there's only two coaches on the staff that didn't play here, and that's myself and Coach Nick. And you know, so it's rewarding for us to look out there to see former players coaching these kids and understanding what it takes to have pride in what they're doing right now at this young age, because all these coaches are you know, they played here and they wore a Rocket helmet. They understand it. So for me, I mean, it's like a proud father. I'm looking out there and seeing all these guys that played here at Crittenden County, and now they're coaching. And that's very rewarding for me.
It builds on tradition. And as they say, tradition never graduates. And these guys who they may have graduated high school, but they're back and putting back, developing the younger players and moving up, paying it forward.
Yeah, and you know, you have Donnie Beverly that comes out and helps on Friday nights. He played. You have Johnny Newcomb that's a team that does the team doctor on Friday nights, and he does the physicals and stuff like that. He played here, and then Andy Hunt does the stats, and he played here. I mean, we it's just on and on and on and on. And we have Jody Porter that does the announcing, and he played here, and it just keep on, and that's what I like about this, and that's what I see, and I'm very proud of, because I coached most of these guys.
And you know, you can see it on everybody's faces on Friday night too. It's big. It's yeah. big in Crittenden County. It's what makes football special here on Friday nights, and it's great for everybody to have an opportunity to be a part of that, and I know that it's it means a lot to them as well.
It means a lot to me, so that's yeah. why. And we appreciate everybody that comes out and helps us too.
Okay, I want to remind you to read the Crittenden Press. You can get more details in what we've discussed today about the upcoming season in this week's special edition, special football preview. And you can grab that at any of the local convenience stores or drug stores, various vendors around town. Also, I want to thank the Animal Practice of Marion, Dr. Stephanie Call, for sponsoring this week's podcast. Again, that's her practice is located on US 60 West, out where the old drive-in was. Most people recognize that landmark. All right, Coach Starnes, Coach Wheeler, good luck Friday night. Look for that first W of the season.
Thanks, Chris. We appreciate the job you do.